हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तं दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति 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 ओम शन्नो मित्र शंवरुणः शन्नो भवत्वरियमा शन्न इंद्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतो तद्वक्तारमवतो अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ओम शांति 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 सो द होल ऑफ एइथ अनुवाकः विल रीड वंस वी फिनिश्ड इट वी रीड वंस आई हैड टू डू द लास्ट बिट ऑफ द एइथ अनुवाक देन आई हैड टू गो टू द नाइंथ अनुवाक भीषास्माद् वातः पवते भीषास्माद् वातः पवते भीषो देति सूर्यः भीषो देति सूर्यः भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च स्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च मृत्युर्धावति पंचम इति वी नो टिल हियर द ऋग मंत्र ऋग्वेद मंत्र रिवीलिंग ब्रह्मन नोन बिकम्स अ सोर्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड ब्रह्मन अननोन बिकम्स द सोर्स ऑफ अनहैप्पीनेस With iti, the Rig Mantra ends. Thereafter begins the Ananda Mimamsa, analysis of Anandaha, wherein I said we are two types of Anandaha, Atma Anandaha and Kosha Anandaha. Only for understanding purpose we are classifying like this. Really speaking, we had to talk only about Atmananda. There's also something called Koshananda. But still talk about, we say Atmanandaha and Koshanandaha. Atmanandaha means Atma itself is Anandaha. Anandaha, happiness, which implies fullness, itself is Atma. I told you, Atma the consciousness and fullness, Anandaha the fullness, are not two different things. With reference to ocean, the H2O and fullness are one and the same. Similarly, with reference to this entire prapancha, consciousness, Brahman the Atma and the fullness are not two different things. Atma itself is Anandaha. Therefore, the Anandaha, which is the Swarupam of Atma, is said to be what? Atmanandaha. Like fullness is the Swarupam, being full is the very nature of water, the H2O, with reference to ocean. Similarly, fullness or being full, being happy, being limitless, is the very nature of Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, it being the nature of Atma is said to be Atmanandaha. And Atmanandaha, as we have seen, is eternal, which means beginningless. Therefore, it is endless, it is changeless, it cannot be increased in quantity, it cannot be decreased also. That means it doesn't undergo any changes and it is independent Now, it being original, it is independent, therefore it is Satyam. And this Atmanandaha, not only it is independent, I said, this Atmanandaha has no gradations, or because it has no object in it change, it is also gradations free. The degrees, we don't have any degrees of Ananda with reference to Atmananda. The gradational differences are not there on the part of Atmanandaha. And this Atmanandaha is accomplished, is as though attained. Atmanandaha need not be attained, cannot be attained. Why? Because Atmananda happens to be the one's Swarupam, Swarupa Anandaha. One's own Swarupam, it need not be attained, cannot be attained. Attainment of Atmanandaha is only in terms of knowledge. This we have seen. And what about the Koshanandaha? Koshanandaha is reflected Anandaha. The manifestation of Atmanandaha is said to be Koshanandaha. Okay, same Atmanandaha, when it becomes manifest, it is said to be Koshanandaha. So the reflected Anandaha or manifest Anandaha is the Kosha Anandaha, and for which therefore it is dependent on the Kosha, it is dependent on the Anatma, the medium of reflection or medium of manifestation to become, to be there. Therefore, whenever the medium is not there, not available, it cannot be there. Therefore, there's a time when the Koshananda is, there's a time when the Koshananda resolves also. Therefore, Koshanandaha being dependent on the manifesting medium, it is time-bound in nature. Be dependent and time-bound also. And is Koshanandaha being dependent on the manifesting medium, it is subject to all gradations also in keeping with the conditions of the manifesting media. I told you, if the face reflected on the mirror, you know, the reflection of your face also may be bright or dull in keeping with the how dusty, how clean the mirror is. The same way, the Atmanandaha manifest in the manifesting medium, the mind alone is said to be manifest Anandaha or reflected Anandaha, which is gradational. Therefore, we saw it has that we can say that it is taratamya sahitaha anandaha koshanandaha. Koshanandaha is dependent on what now? Again, the external world of objects. There must be instrument, the manifesting medium, and manifesting medium mind is there, and the manifestation of Ananda is possible only when the mind is tranquil, or only when the external, the objects of desires are available. Or it is dependent on the Vishayas. Therefore, Koshanandaha is said to be Vishayanandaha. Atmanandaha is Swarupa Anandaha. And is Atmanandaha, the Koshanandaha is subject to these gradations. So, Taratamya Sahita Anandaha. And I told you, Atmanandaha is Taratamya Rahita Niratishaya Anandaha. And this Koshanandaha is accomplishable only if the external world of objects, external objects of desire are available and external things are to our expectations. If the external things of the things in the world, situations in the world are not to our expectations, then there are a lot of turbulence and disturbance in the mind, then we lose Koshananda. Otherwise, the more dispassion we have towards things, and the more Anandaha we can have, isn't it? So Vairagya Dwara Koshanandaha is accomplishable, or Ishta Vishaya Prapti Dwara Koshanandaha is accomplishable. Ishta Vishaya Prapti Dwara means through the attainment of, accomplishment of, enjoyment of objects of desire, we can have this manifest Anandaha, Koshanandaha. or by developing dispassion towards external world of objects also, by understanding their limitations, that they cannot give us what we want in life also. Naturally, with viveka, with maturity, developing dispassion towards them, growing out of desire for them, by discovering passion for knowledge, which of the truth, which is the only source of happiness, also one can have proper attitude towards all of them, thereby vivekena, by also one can have koshanandaha. Is it clear now? External vishaya, bahya vishaya, ishta vishaya prapti dwara prapya koshanandaha. And also what vairagya prapti dwara, vairagyena api praptavyaha this koshanandaha. Therefore, this koshananda, this the difference we saw, and later on, with this understanding, we saw this, the measure of anandaha, measure of koshanandaha, the analysis of the koshanandaha. We have not analyzed the brahmanandaha or atmanandaha. Analysis of the koshanandaha alone has been, presented here in this. And there we started to analyze the ananda also. To measure the ananda, we need certain unit. Therefore, how to know what is that one unit, how to measure the ananda. So it begins like this. One unit of manushya anandaha is first defined. What is one unit of manushya anandaha? We saw that the young, energetic, highly dynamic, enterprising, rich, and the person, the handsome, healthy, one who is highly disciplined, righteous person, one who has all the best of pleasures in the world and all the wealth in the world, such a person, he has ananda. What means what? There is nothing which he does not enjoy in this world. If there is an ideal human being who is not deprived of any object of pleasure in the world, who is not deprived of any pleasure in the world, such a person, if at all is there, if at all he has, and his manifest, the ananda he experiences is one unit of manushya anandaha. Okay, we saw that. And later on, that hundred units of manushya anandaha is one unit of manushya gandharva anandaha, the manushya gandharva is the one who has by punyam, one who has done good karma and earned enough punyam, thereby one who has got much finer, subtler instruments of enjoyment, thereby one who has the better enjoyment of better pleasures, higher pleasures, and he is called what? Manushya Gandharvaha. Therefore, 100 units of Manushya Anandaha is one unit of Manushya Gandharva Anandaha. In the same way, we have to remember one thing. Any enjoyment of any pleasure is what now? You possible only if we have grace. Please understand thing. Whenever we are deprived of any pleasure in the world, we do not have adequate punyam for that. It may be ordinary toast or enjoyment of toast or pizza or coffee or tea, even masala dosa, as Swamiji said in our India. What in simplest ordinary pleasure also, to have any pleasure, one must have adequate punyam. Some punyam must be there. And here, and to enjoy even the higher degrees of pleasures also, but now you should have much subtler, finer instruments of enjoyment. The much subtler, to have finer and subtler instruments of enjoyment, to enjoy much subtle beauties and much subtler beauties, to have that joy also, what now? You must have punyam. And for punyam, you must have really done good karma, and it amounts to the amount of dharma, and you have done, and the discipline, in whichever disciplines you have worked, all punyam only. Therefore, here he says, and he now the 10 level, the different the higher degree of the manifest anandaha, kosha anandaha is presented here in the whole anuvaka we saw last class. So 100, and in this 100 units of manushya anandaha, which is equivalent to 1 unit of manushya gandharva anandaha, is naturally there without any effort for the one who is shrotriyaha and akamahataha. Remember, the shrotriyaha akamahata is highly praised here, isn't it? Who is a shrotriyaha is the one who has profound knowledge of the subject matter of the shastram. And such a person, having studied, having understood the subject matter of the shastram, naturally he has purushartha nischaya, therefore he knows nitya vastu brahmaiva, the only absolute thing, the only absolute reality, is only thing, permanent thing is Brahman, and that Brahman, so the Brahman alone is, must be of the nature of fullness. Other than Brahman, everything else in this universe, other than reality, everything else in this world, what? All of them are nama rupa prapancha. They are all subject to time and change. Therefore, nothing in the world can, no object can be a source of happiness, a source of security, and no object can, be a triggering instrument for having the time-bound kosha anandaha, but no object is a source of anandaha, no object can be even a means for even purna anandaha, it's only means the time-bound anandaha. The person who understands this, thereby one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge and knowing the limitations of the external things, one has grown out of desire for the external world of objects, is the one who, even if he sees the objects, he is everything, nothing can really trigger or stir any desire in that person. I mean, that person is so clear, one whose mind is not afflicted by desires is the dispassionate person. Akamahataha. I said kamaihi, kamena kamaihi na hataha iti akamahataha. Na hataha. One who is not really disturbed. And akamahata said, this manushya gandharva anandaha is therefore this vairagyavan purushaha. So the more dispassion a person discovers, the more passion he has for knowledge, the more he knows the value of knowledge, the more he has the viveka, nitya anitya vastu viveka, the more naturally he discovers dispassion towards the world of objects, and that then what? He becomes, the more vairagyam he has, greater joy he enjoys, greater happiness he has. Therefore, and he says, shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya. Thereafter, this 100 units of manushya gandharva anandaha is 1 unit of deva gandharva anandaha. Okay, and this vairagyavan purushaha, this akama shrotriha akamahataha, easily has that what? 100 units of deva manushya gandharva anandaha. And 100 units of deva gandharva anandaha is 1 unit of pitruloka anandaha. And 100 units of pitruloka anandaha is 1 unit of karma deva devanandaha. And 100 units of karma deva devanandaha is 1 unit of deva devanandaha. And 100 units of devanandaha is 1 unit of indranandaha. And 100 units of indranandaha is Indrasya anandaha, is 1 unit of Brihaspati's anandaha. And 100 units of Brihaspati's anandaha is equal to Virad anandaha or Prajapati anandaha. And 100 units of Prajapati's anandaha is 1 unit of Hiranyagarbha anandaha. You know, Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sukshma Prapancha. No, it means what? Ishvara. And Virat Anandaha. Hiranyagarbha Anandaha is superior to Viradanandaha. Viradanandaha is superior to Brihaspati's Anandaha. Brihaspati's Anandaha is superior. Brihaspati is Devaguru. Brihaspati's Anandaha is superior to even Devendra. The Lord of Devas, his Anandaha. And even his Ananda is superior to ordinary Devas. The king's Ananda is superior to the minister's Ananda. Minister's Ananda is superior to the ordinary citizen's Ananda. Isn't it? That's the difference. Like that. This, we saw these different gradations. And it's all what now? Kosha Anandaha. And here we have to understand one thing. Please listen to me carefully. At last Upanishad says, all these manifestations of Anandaha, the manifest Anandaha. Why manifest Anandaha? Reflections of happiness in different manifesting media, the different upadis. This difference is what now? Why all these different manifestations are what now? Each manifestation is different from each every other manifestation, isn't it? Why? Because Hiranyagarbha, we saw that now, how it is degree was, no, that gradational. Manushya Anandaha is very, very, very little. It's a very ordinary, it's of lower caliber and it is of very, very inferior order. And Hiranyagarbha Anandaha is what now? Very highest Anandaha, highest form of manifestation. So there is different. What is lowest? What is highest? What is inferior? What is superior here? So in this, there is a big, vast difference. So in manifestations, there is difference. Why? Because manifesting media are different. But one thing you have to understand here. You need not count every manifesting media. Just take the lowest, the manifesting medium and the highest manifesting medium, the Hiranyagarbha and the human being. Is it? Of this, he says that here this is Bedaha is there. Okay? Manushyaha is different from Ishwaraha. A human being, every individual is different from Lord the whole. Microcosm is different from the macrocosm because it's very little, very, very little manifestation and we hear ordinary manifestation of lowest nature, or manifestation of highest order. There is Bedaha. Isn't it? This is called what now? Jiva Ishvara Bedaha. Why there is Jiva Ishvara Bedaha? The manifest Anandaha in a human being is different. The lowest order and the highest order of manifestation of Anandaha is in Hiranyagarbha. It is Vyashtihi, there is Samashtihi, there is difference. Jiva Ishvara Bedaha is there. From the standpoint of manifest Anandaha. Is it clear? Why? Because Jiva Upadhi, the individual Manushya Upadhi is very different from the Ishvara Upadhi. Vyashti Upadhi is different from Samashti Upadhi. The Upadhis are manifesting media are different. Therefore, manifestations are different. Therefore, there is Jiva Ishvara Bedaha. But the source of manifestation, for the Ananda to become manifest in the Ishvara Upadhi or Manushya Upadhi, what is the origin? There must be original. Without the original face, there cannot be reflected face in a mirror. Isn't it? Therefore, this manifestations, there is difference. This is said to be what now? Jiveshwara Bheda. But really speaking, the original Anandaha, which has become manifest in Manushya Upadhi and in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi, isn't it? Different Upadhis. That is what? Atmanandaha or Brahmanandaha is one and the same. Okay? from the standpoint of Atmanandaha, which is the source of the manifestation in Manushya Upadhi, which is the source of manifestation in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi, is one and the same. From the standpoint of Atmanandaha, Swarupa Anandaha, there is Abhedaha, non-difference. From the standpoint of the Anitya Anandaha, Kosha Anandaha, Vishya Anandaha, standpoint of the manifest Anandaha, reflected Anandaha, in two different upadhis, there is Bhedaha. This is called what now? This is what the Mahavakyam Tattvamasi tells. Okay, what does it say? Tattvam Asi means a you or that Anandaha. When the Shastram says, the Anandaha which is manifest in you, the Manushya, is what now? Shuddha, Nitya, Buddha, Swarupa, Anatma, Anandaha, Brahmanandaha. And the Anandaha, which is manifest in Ishvara also, is the same Atmanandaha. From the standpoint of manifestations, there is a difference, because the upadhis are different. But the source of manifestation, the standpoint of the source of manifestation, the Chaitanyam Brahma, which is Atma, the Anandaha, there is non-difference. Bhede api, bhede sati, abhedaha. In spite of the difference, there is non-difference. Okay? And this is what, therefore, Atmanandaha is one and the only Anandaha. There is no second reality other than Atmanandaha. Anandaha and Atma are one and the same. This is what we saw in the last class. I repeated that. And this Anandaha, at every level, whatever is the Anandaha, the higher and higher degree of Anandaha enjoyed by different the beings of different caliber and different levels, that Anandaha becomes easily accomplishable, easily accomplished for a Shrotriya and Akamahataha. It's okay? Therefore, we'll go to the class. And thereafter, we saw there is a Mahavakyam comes. And what Mahavakyam? Sayaschayam Purushe Yascha Savaditye Sayekaha Saha Yaha Cha Ayam Purushe Yaha Saha Anandaha Yaha Anandaha Ayam Purushe Yaha Cha Anandaha Asau Yaha Asau Anandaha Aditye Saha Ekaha. The Anandaha, the manifest, here Koshanandaha, Yaha Anandaha, the manifest Anandaha, which obtains in humans upadhi, Purushe, Manushya upadhi, the human upadhi, human mind, and the Anandaha, which is manifest in the Asau, that Anandaha, which is manifest in Aditye, Hiranyagarbhe, Ishware, Aditya here means Hiranyagarbha, Ishware, which obtains in Brahman, the Hiranyagarbha, that Anandaha is what? Yekaha, one and the same. What is that Anandaha? The Anandaha which is manifest in Manushya Upadhi, which is manifest in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi, is one and the same. Sa ekaha, this is the Mahavakyam. Okay, now, when Upanishad says, now what should we say, what should be the understanding of the Upanishad student? If this Mahavakyam becomes very clear, there is a subtlest fact revealed by this Mahavakyam. What is the fact revealed here? There is difference in manifest Ananda. There is difference in manifesting medium. But where there is no difference, the source of manifestation, there is no difference. When it says, then what should the jiva think? Now here should come the understanding in the mind of the student that I am what now? No more seeking Ananda. Why? Because I am Ananda myself. When you see the reflection of the face, when this, you know, the reflected face, you know, is what now? Nothing but the original face. Reflected sun in the waters is nothing but the original sun. Original sun is not the reflection, but the reflection is nothing but the original. So here you are not doing anything here, you are not knowing, you are not doing anything, you are only claiming that you are Atmanandaha. Okay. So he says, Saya evam vite. Saya evam vite. So, saha, that person, wise person. Yaha, the one who, evam vite. Evam vite means what? One who understands in this manner. In which manner? In the manner it has been revealed here. Which manner? That means, vana, that the Swarupa Anandaha, which is Atmanandaha, which is manifest in Manisha Upadhi, which is manifest in Ishara Upadhi, what no, is one and the same. One who understands this, Abhedam. Okay? Swarupa Anande, Swarupa Taha Abhedaha. Okay? Surupe abhedaha. There's non-difference. One who understands the non-difference in the Atmana, from the standpoint of the Atmanandaha, the source of manifestation of Ananda, one who knows this in this manner, such a person, what happens? For him, Anandaha is the very self. Atmanandaha is the very self. Happiness is the very self. For every wave, H2O is the very swarupam. Very self of every wave is H2O. So for this mind, this person who has understood this equation also, for him, Anandaha is the very self. Is not simply believing because Upanishad says. It is really, what now? Ingrained understanding of the fact. Therefore he says, Atmanandaha, Aham Atmanandaha, Aham Anandaha. Therefore he says, such a person, as now he is praised, Who is a jnani? He is a wise person. And what is that jnani? Who is that jnani? What is he? He says, look at this. Asma lokat pretya. Asmat lokat pretya. Asmat means from this. Lokate, from this world, Pretya. Mean what now? Having turned his attention from this world. Not physically. Physically one cannot turn one's, isn't it, face from the world like this. It's called pretya. I mean what now? Having turned his attention from the world means what? Having turned his attention from the world means he has turned his attention from the world implies he is no more dependent on the world or the objects or situations for his happiness or security. He is still in the world, with the people, with the situations, but he has concern for the world, he is with the world, in the world, but he is not attached to the world, which means he is not dependent on the world for happiness and security. Why? Because he knows there is no other source of security, no other source of happiness other than the very self, his own self. His own self means that self what he has excluded in the from that self, physical body, has excluded from that self the pranas, has excluded from that self the karmendriyani, has excluded from that self jnanendriyani, has excluded from that self the buddhihi, manaha, chittam, including ahankara, aham. When you exclude aham also, including aham he excluded. What does it mean? He has excluded even aham vritti. If you remove aham vritti also, what is there? Pure consciousness. Okay? Mere consciousness. It's called what now? You have filtering, intellectual filtering. Okay? You have to filter everything intellectually. You have removed everything intellectually. You exclude the body, exclude body, exclude easily. Mind is the big problem. Exclude the mind, exclude all the vrittis, even the vritti aham. Intellectual. What is there left behind is what? Pure consciousness. That pure consciousness is the innermost essence. That pratyagatma, that pure consciousness is the substance, only reality, only vastu, which alone is, that was that alone is satyam. And there is no happiness, there is no source of happiness, there is no happiness, there is no fullness other than that consciousness, which is atma, which is brahma. Isn't it? Therefore, for him, the one's own self being the source of happiness. Therefore, he is not dependent on the world for happiness or security. The insecurity is possible only if there is dependence, or if you are dependent on the world for happiness. If you are not dependent on the world for happiness, then you are self-secure, self-dependent. This is called freedom from emotional dependence, which is called independence, which is jivan muktihi. Asmat lokat pretya. That's not easy, isn't it? Turning attention means what? Not being dependent. Yetam annamayam atmanam upasankramati. Matmanam upasankramati. Yetam pranamayam atmanam. Atmanam upasankramati. Etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. Etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. Yetam vijnanamayamatmanamupasankramati. Yetam anandamayamatmanamupasankramati. Yetamanandamayamatmanamupasankramati. So, upasankramati. See, kramati means crosses. Now, sankramati means what now? Perfectly overcomes. Upasankramati. There is a Sankranti celebration. You know that Sankranti. And this Margashesh, last day goes and next day comes Thai. Tamil Maasam Thai. Okay? I don't know what to say in Gujarati language. What is the end of the Margashesh? Afterwards, next first day of the next month? Namukku Thai solla. Because Sankranti. No? Sankranti. Sankranti is a feminine gender word. Sankramanam is a neuter gender word. Sankramaha, masculine gender word. Sankramaha, Sankranti, Sankramanam. Goes. Something new comes. Old thing goes, something new thing comes. Isn't it? It's Sankranti. So we celebrate that. That's a different thing. So here, upasankramati. Upasankramati means what here? Transcends. He overcomes. Who? This wise person. Becoming independent of the world for his happiness and security. Having discovered the one's own self being the source of happiness and security. And this person now has transcended, what now? He transcends the Annamaya Atma. We might know the Annamayaha Dehaha, which was Atma for him in ignorance, now no more Atma, which means he has shifted his essence cognitively from the physical body. Okay, he transcending, transcending the annamaya atma means giving up the notion that I am the body or freeing oneself from the erroneous perception of, isn't it? Freeing oneself from the notion that I am the body is what? Transcending the annamaya atma. And not only that, pranamayam atmanam upasankramati. And which was pranamayaha, which was atma for him, when a person has essence in the body, dehatma buddhihi, pranatma buddhihi, when he has for him, the annamaya becomes the atma. In jnanam, when he transcends means, when he frees himself from the notion that I am the body, when he frees himself, he corrects his perception of the self, then he shifts the essence from the body cognitively. And then similarly, when he shifts his essence in the pranamaya cognitively and shifts the essence from every layer of personality, from pranamaya, from manomaya. Now imagine, we have to really shift it from physically essence from the body, minds come, how difficult it is. If there is no viveka, the mind is not mature, the mind is not steady, the mind is not pure, and there is no jnanam, how many ever class we sit in, nothing will enter, even if it enters, nothing becomes really ingrained. Therefore, even if we take this big hammer and put it and drag the essence also, it will not come. Okay? Effortlessly, it will just go. It's called not ahankara, you are not giving up. Ahankara gives you up and goes away. It's called ahankara tyaga, isn't it? What ahankara goes, Are you giving up ahankara? No. Ahankara leaves you. What is ahankara tyaga? What is giving up ahankara? You can never give up ahankara. Okay? Giving up of ahankara implies ahankara becoming dropped by itself. Which means what? The wrong notions you have about this self. That having aham buddhi, I sense in the physical body, the I sense in the prana, I sense in the manaha, I sense in the intellect, I sense even in what now? Anandamaya. Even deep sleep state of the mind, anand, isn't it? The karana shariram, even I sense in every layer of personality becomes naturally shifted cognitively, and that I sense becomes resolved in Atma, the consciousness. Isn't it? This is called the shifting of ahankara, I sense from the body, mind, sense complex, from each layer of personality, not step, okay, layer of personality, by having recognized one's own surupam, being ananda atma. Ananda atma, anandahar atma, this person now becomes independent of the world. So that's what upasankramati, pranamayamatmanam upasankramati, manomayamatmanam upasankramati, vijnanamayamatmanam upasankramati, anandamaya, even anandamayatmanamatmanam upasankramati. Now he transcends even anandamaya atma. Why? Even anandamaya atma is what now? The experience of bliss, isn't it? Even that bliss also is what? Manifestation of my surupam only. I am the source of happiness. My own surupam manifest is anandamayaha. Not ananda. Anandasya manifestation is anandamaya. Is it clear now? Therefore, this person whose ahankara is shifting of I sense from the anandamaya kosha, also anandamaya kosha, thereby where is his ahankara resolved now? Where is it ahankara pushed into? If it is shifted from there, it has to be put in somewhere. Where is it resolved now? It is resolved in Chaitanyam, Brahma, Ananda, Atma. One, isn't it? Pure consciousness. Is it clear? Therefore, then what happens? Having shifted I sense, shifting the I sense means giving up the wrong notion, isn't it? All wrong notions, confusions, the clustered in the mind about the self, they all become resolved. Very crystal clear understanding of the self being Chaitanyam Brahma, and which is the only source of anandaha and security. And not then, there is no second thing other than the self. There is no second reality other than the self. And anything else other than that, whatever is also becomes resolved. Why? Because it's as good as non-existent. Anything else, all the namarupas which are there are as mithya because they don't have independent existence. Therefore, they are all namarupatvatu. You have to remember that namarupatvatu, everything other, whatever is there other than Atma is what? Namarupa. Being namarupa, it is mithya. Being mithya, it has no independent existence. Because it has no independent existence, it is as good as non-existent. Then what is there is only Brahma. Okay? You have resolved two things. I sense also is resolved in Atma, And the Atma is Brahma. In that Brahma, the Samaghamag, all the names and forms, the entire world of objects also becomes resolved cognitively, that it is as though, it is as good as non-existent. Is it clear? This is how you have the what, no, vision of non-dual reality. A non-duality of the reality. And in this vision, and he transcends the every layer of personality, which means he resolves his identity with every layer of personality, thereby at last he resolves his identity with, where now? Only in Brahman. The Atma. Then he Brahma Nishtaha Bhavati. Atma Atmananda Nishtaha Bhavati. Atma Nishtaha Bhavati. Having transcended the every layer of personality, what does he do? Now you know that, isn't it? He abides in Atmanandaha. Atmanishtaha, Atmanandanishtaha means what now? What he abides in, he transcends from there, he shifts the essence from there, he resolves in Atma means he abides in Atmanandaha. Abiding in Atmanandaha means what? Abiding in Atmanandaha means he knows self is Anandaha. Okay, it's called Nishta. Atma Jnana Nishta. Abides in the self means, now he resolves his high sense in all the layers of personality. His identity is only with Atma the Brahman. It's called Atma Atmananda Nishta. He becomes the Atmananda Nishtaha. For him, the self is Brahman, the only source of happiness, the happiness itself. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tad api yeshaha shlokaha bhavati. Look at this. Yeshaha shlokaha bhavati, and this mantra here again comes from Rigveda regarding this teaching. Which teaching? Regarding this analysis of Koshanandaha, and the teaching we had from that analysis of Koshanandaha. What is the teaching we have arrived at having analyzed this Koshanandaha? That Koshanandaha manifest in the Hiranyagarbha Upadhi, Koshanandaha manifest in Manushya Upadhi is one and the same Atmanandaha. Isn't it? Arrived at. Therefore, that teaching again, regarding this, there is a mantra quoted from Rigveda. And what does the Rig mantra say? We have to see that. Yato vacho nivartante. Vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha. Apraapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kutaschaneti. Nabibheti. So, this wisdom is praised here in this Rig Mantra. This Aikya Jnanam is praised here. Aikya Jnanam is praised here. That means what? Aikya Jnanam is praised. What is Aikya Jnanam? Before Jnanam, there is Veda Jnanam, isn't it? I am different from Ishvara. Ishvara is different from me. When you say your identity is with the mind, identity is with other body, other things you can associate with the mind, whereas in jnanam your identity is physically not separable, but cognitively you have separated, then your identity is with Atma, the Anandaha Brahman. Is it? This identity. That means, before jnanam, you were seeker of Anandaha. After jnanam, what now? You no more seek Anandaha. This you means to stop to seek, stop seeking Anandaha is in fact what? Atmananda Nishta. Atmananda Nishta. In fact, Atmananda Nishta, abiding in oneself, means remaining steadfast in the vision of the self being Brahman, the only reality, only source of only happiness itself. And also what? It's the truth being non-dual. That is, manifest Anandaha in Manushya Upadhi, and the Anandaha manifest in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi, Ishwar Upadhi, is one and the same. This, okay, unforgettable understanding vision of the non-difference, the vision of the non-dual reality, and non-difference is what? Atmajnana Nishta. We forget, isn't it? We know sometimes, we forget also. Then avismritihi, abheda jnana avismritihi is atmajnana nishta. First, before jnanam, you thought there was difference, and the study shastram helped you to arrive at the how it there is abheda, and even though you understand, you will forget. And again and again and again you have to remember the fact how you are non-different from Ishvara. Isn't it? You don't need to work very hard and study Shastram. At last you say, I am different from the Lord. Without studying Shastram, you already know you are different from the Lord. Isn't it? Why do you want to work very, very hard to know this difference? With enough work, break your head into difficulty, Samskritam, studying and all those things, with all difficulty study Shastram, and at last you understand the fact, I am different from Ishvara. Without studying this, you know you are different from Ishvara. But study of the Shastram, he blesses you with this vision, what? That I am non-different from Ishvara. And that from the standpoint of the truth. Therefore, this, once you understand this fact and you repeatedly, again and again, remember this fact, dwell upon this fact, ascertain this fact through Nididhyasanam, that ascertained vision of non-difference, is it, between the Jiva Swarupam and Ishvara Swarupam being one and the same, is what now? Is jnana nishta. Okay, what is the benefit of such jnana nishta? What is the phalam, isn't it, that is said here? Look at this. We'll see that later on, but now first the Rig Mantra we'll see. Who is this wise person? What does this wise person do? Okay, it's also praise of a jnani and a praise of knowledge. Praise of knowledge is praise of a jnani. Praise of jnani is praise of knowledge also, isn't it? But you will see that. Yat, okay, look at this. Anandam Brahmano Vidvan.
Anandam Brahmano Vidvan.
Wait for me to come back, okay? I start from Anandam Brahmano Vidvan.
Anandam Brahmano Vidvan.
Vidvan means knower. Knower of, one's own self being Anandam Brahma. Okay, Brahmanaha Anandam Vidvan. One who knows the Brahmanandaha. Who is the one who knows the Brahmanandaha here? The one who knows Brahmanandaha, the fullness, the limitlessness, the happiness, being the very nature of consciousness, which is the self of every being and which is one's own innermost self, which is one's self. Such a person. Brahmanaha Anandam Vidvan means one who knows Brahmanandaha, the knower of Brahmananda. The knower of Brahmanandaha is the knower of Atmanandaha. Knower of Atmanandaha means the one who knows self is the Anandaha, for whom the self is what? Pure consciousness, excluding the body, mind, sense complex. Such a person, what does he do? What is the one who knows? Nabibheti. Nabibheti. Does not fear anything. Nabibheti. Does not get frightened of anything. Is utterly fearless. Nabibheti. Nothing in the world can shake him, can make him feel insecure. He is free from fear. He does not, fear anything anymore. Doesn't become frightened. Nabibheti. Kutas chaneti. Nowhere does he become frightened. Nothing can really frighten him. Nothing can shake him. So kutaschana, no way that he becomes frightened. Kutaschana bibheti or kutaschana na bibheti. Okay, because all the time we are anxious, I don't know what is going to come. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know this could have happened, that could have happened. Completely anxiety-free mind, fearless mind. Mind is free from the very phenomenon called fear, has resolved. Only in jnanam fear will go away. That's why knowledge of the self is said to be the enemy of the fear. The fear comes, fear walks in. Swamiji says, fear comes beautifully dressed. A woman, young girl comes. I am his fear. I want to be sad. I want to be here. Oh, I'm very frightened. The fear comes means, but here in jnanam, fear cannot enter. Fear just disappears. There's no such a thing called fear at all. Fear goes away. Fear disappears. For na kutaschana bibheti. Whatever comes, there's no, his inner leisure, the tranquility is well maintained. No recession can really make him think what will happen. Slowly benefits are withdrawn by the government. What will happen? Nothing will happen. Okay? No bread is imported to this country. No bread is made anywhere. No wheat is available. All the pizza huts are closed. So what? He'll ask me, so what? How nice it will be to be able to ask for it. So he says, there's what? No fear or whatsoever. Nabibheti kutas chaneti. This line is further explained. Very beautiful. Listen to this. How does he get this? How does he become so fearless? How does he become secure? How does he become self-secure, self-dependent? No, fearless here. You are dependent on the world or people or situations or things for your happiness. You can't help being insecure. If you are not dependent on them, you are secure. For you not to be dependent on the world, you should be self-dependent, isn't it? For you to be self-dependent, you can be independently secure only when you know yourself being happiness, fullness. Therefore he knows what now? Brahman. And what is that Brahman which he knows? What is that Brahman which he knows? Which is the very Atma, the innermost self of all the beings, which is his own self. What is that? Brahman, he says, yato vacho nivartante, yato vacho nivartante, apra apyamanasasaha. Hope you are with me, how I'm developing, you are seeing that. See, yataha vachaha nivartante. Vachaha means words. Every word is said to be defining something, showing something, pointing out something, it denotes something, isn't it? But a word is incapable of, there's no word which is capable of implying, revealing, indicating, showing, pointing out what Brahman is. No word. There's no word, no shabda can be used to arrive at what Brahman is. No word can be used. It's a big explanation, I'll do it again, I'll tell you. Therefore, vachaha, all the words, try to define Brahman, try to explain Brahman, what Brahman is, try to indicate Brahman, try to reveal Brahman, but they fail helplessly. They fail helplessly. They return. Nivartante means they return. They go to Brahman, try to reveal Brahman, but they return failing. Why? They're incapable of revealing Brahman. Sorkal paramborulai orupodum vilakka mudiyadu. Words can never reveal, describe, explain, indicate what Brahman is. Therefore, vachaha nivartante, the words return, what now? Being incapable of revealing Brahman. Along with what? Not only the words. What about the mind? Even thoughts also are incapable of revealing Brahman. Okay, thoughts are used to arrive at what Brahman is, but thoughts themselves are incapable of revealing Brahman. Therefore, it says, manasa saha. Not only words are incapable of revealing Brahman, even the thoughts, my meditation, I'll sit and, you know, what can you do? So how many hours and hours and hours of meditation you sit also, Brahman will never be revealed to you. Okay. Meditation means what? Just, you know, shutting all the thought mind from the, take the mind from the everything else and put all the thoughts to sleep and put the mind to sleep. You know, like taming your dog. for even mind, okay? Even that mind. For manasa saha. Upanishad says, Sukad is, I'm not saying. Along with the mind, these words now tried their best to reveal, explain, unfold how Brahman is, what Brahman is. The words come back, return along with the mind, being incapable of revealing Brahman. That Brahman. Why they return, why they are not capable of revealing Brahman? Because words or mind or sense organs can reveal Brahman only the objects. Brahman being the very Atma, the self, non-objectifiable subject. Brahman happens to be the non-objectifiable subject. Therefore, the words and mind are incapable of revealing Brahman, and therefore this person knows that non-objectifiable Brahman, the subject, in it, which is not explicable or describable by words or mind, thoughts, is it? Such Brahman, this person knows as the very self. Okay? And knowing that Brahman as the self, as the very Anandaha, this person is no more dependent on the world for his security and happiness. Therefore, he is self-secured and he is free from fear. Okay? Fear, anxiety will, once the fear goes, you discover secured Brahman, you discover your own self being Brahman, the Atma. No? You become self-secure and insecurity, you become free from sense of insecurity and you are fearless. Once you are fearless, there is no anxiety and you then naturally there is expression of fullness. You become a source of love as well. Okay? But once you are not dependent on the world for happiness and security, and you don't expect the world to be different from what it is, therefore you can accommodate any nonsense in the world. You don't expect it to be different from what it is, therefore you don't find fault anything around. You allow anything to be what it is, allowing it to grow or change. There'll be time, everything will change, and that non-fault finding accommodation is expression of fullness, which is love. Understand? You don't find fault. Once you don't find fault, you are likable person, lovable person. If you find fault, when people hate you. If you find fault others, they will hate you. If you don't find fault with them, they like you. Simple thing, isn't it? No mother, in spite of the rubbish, be the son or daughter, put up there because of the, isn't it? This attachment also is there. No? Therefore what? Naturally, you become center of attraction. So love is, love is attractive. And anything which attracts is beauty. Therefore, full expression of fullness is love. The love is attractive. Attractive is beauty. Therefore, self is the beauty, not the beautiful. Beautiful means what? Kosha. Beauty means what? Anandaha. That's why Lord Subramanya is called Murugan, Azhagan. Anyway, oh my God, 1 o'clock. Okay, with this, yato vacho nivartante apra. Okay, read it. Yato vacho nivartante apra apya manasa saha. Apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Mano vidvan nabibheti kutaschaneti. Yetagum. Okay. Nabibheti kutaschaneti. So kutaschana nabibheti. Iti. The iti indicates the end of Rig Mantra, which praises the wise person. And which is again followed, the Taittiriya Upanishad is going to follow the praise of the wisdom again, the same wise person again, no more praising of knowledge, which we'll come back and see. Okay? We'll keep it for the next session. So I'll finish Brahmananda Valli, hopefully. Yeah, I'll finish it. Okay, 1 o'clock, come back, no, 15 minutes time. Yato vacho nivartante. Apra apya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti kutaschaneti. Yetagam hava vana tapati. Kimahagam sadhuna karavam. Kimaham papamakaravamiti. Saya evam vidvanete. Atmanagusprunute. Ubhehe vaisha. Yete. Atmanagusprunute. Ya evam veda. Ityupanishat. This person, wise person, jnani, knows that reality which is not describable through the by the words, not objectifiable, attainable by the mind. And as his own self, he has claimed the Brahman as his very Swarupam, and which is the Anandaha. This person, having discovered the Swarupam of Brahman as the very self, the Anandaha, naturally becoming independent of the world, there is no world to be dependent. Because he resolved the world also in Swarupam. He resolved his eye sense in Brahman. He resolved Jagat also is in Brahman. Therefore, everything else is what? What about Ishvara? What about Jagat? What about Ahankara? What about the Sukham? What about Dukkham? What about everything? Everything for him is Mithya. Mithya means just the Namarupa. Namarupa means as good as non-existent. And what only substance, only reality is Brahman, which is this Atma and which is the very self for him. Therefore, he is the source of security and happiness. He is happiness himself. He is security himself. His Swarup, his self is the security. Self is the very happiness. Therefore, for him, there is no love other than the self. He is no more the object of love. He is no more he wants to be an object of love. He is no more he wants to be... He is I mean, subject of love. He is the very love known. Because he is the fullness. And therefore, he is the very beauty. And this person... Okay, we have seen this mantra, Rig mantra ends, still Taittiriya Upanishad mantra continues. Yetam, yetagum, idagum is a chandasa prayogaha Vedic usage. When you read it for the meaning, you have to drop that gum and you have to take only yetam. Yetam, if you have already learned with Peterji, yetam is objective of yeshaha. Yetam, this person, no, even I, this person, him, whom, this person, him, this wise person, him, ha, definitely, va, na, tapati. Our Swami, Puja Swamiji says, va, what an ananda he has. Swamiji's expression. What an ananda he is. He is ananda, isn't it? Na tapati does not scorch. Na tapati does not harass, trouble, not her scorch. What does not scorch this person? What does not torment and trouble and haunt this person? Is completely free. Nothing really causes pain for him. Nothing can, no? Pain scorches. Pain scorches the mind, isn't it? Emotional pain can eat up, sitting, scratching the mind. So it's emotional pain is said to be what now? Scorcher, tapaha. Pain is a scorcher, isn't it? Scorches your mind inside. The heat outside scorches. You don't know what is being scorched in this country, okay? We hardly find heat here. In India, we know. In summer, all the leaves will become real like, really murmurs, really. Get scorched, dry. And here, pain also can scorch the mind. That's why pain is called tapaha. And that source, what is the tapa? The pain is always caused by problems. And those problems arise from three different sources. That is what we call tapatrayam. Pain is only one. Pain means pain, no? Three types of pain, okay? Pain is one. Emotional pain and different degrees of pain arise from three different, caused by problems arising from three different sources. Sometimes you yourself become the source of pain. Sometimes anybody other than you becomes the source of pain. Problem. Because a problem which causes pain. Sometimes not other people, not yourself, but situations become the problems, isn't it? Therefore, tapatrayam we say, tapatraya agni we say. The fire scorches and tapatraya agni, this heat of the pain, caused by the problems arising from three different sources, also scorch your mind. Now, whereas we have all forms of pain, that is why before we begin the class, You have to get rid of the tapatraya. Shanti, shanti, shanti. We say one start. Because with the pain you can't do anything. You want Bhagavan to ward off, ward off, ward off. Bhagavan, until you finish Shastram, Bhagavan has to, really you need Bhagavan's grace to ward off the obstacles to remove the pain. But in Jnanam, you don't see Tapa at all. There's no problem in Jnanam. Why? Because there's no source of problem outside. Look at this. If you discover yourself being the source of happiness and security, your perception of the world changes, wherein you do not think anymore. Not only the world is not a source of happiness for you, this world is not a source of unhappiness also. Why? Because a non-existent thing, how can it be a source of pain? An dependent thing, how can it be a source of pain? How can it be harmful? How can poor Namarupa wave, what harm can it do to H2O? Being dependent on the H2O for its very existence. Isn't it? What can it do? The Jagat is like a shadow only. What harm can do? Isn't it? Your own shadow, harm can it do to you? Nothing. It's very dependent on you. The whole Jagat being Mithya, being Namarupa, being Mithya, being dependent, not having independent existence, which is as good as non-existent, how can it do any harm to you? Therefore, the Jagat, Mithya Jagat, cannot be a source of pain also. Isn't it? There's no problem. Where is the problem? Where is the Jagat? Where is the problem? Where is the pain? Initially, we have to pray to Bhagavan to ward off the obstacles, to free us from the pain, remove the pain. Now in Jnanam, there is no tapa. There is no pain. Na tapati. This etam whom? Okay, nothing. There's nothing really scorches this person, causes pain to this person, makes this person unhappy or haunt, trouble this person. Nothing disturbs this person. I mean, it means his tranquility is very well maintained. His happiness cannot be improved upon. His happiness cannot be reduced also. Nothing can, that's why, now we saw in second chapter of Gita, Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apah pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti na kamakami. In second chapter of Gita we saw this. No, how much our water rain falls, the water goes and all the water goes and joins the ocean. The addition of new water does not make the ocean bigger. Or even under the scorching heat, evaporation of water also does not make the ocean small. Like this, no, the world cannot make this person happier. The world cannot make the person unhappy also. Therefore, what now? This person is nothing really troubles him. Na tapati. So he says, next line, what is the tapa? Look at this. And Upanishad presents beautifully, nothing causes pain than guilt. Look at this, guilt. Now we always suffer with the guilt of commissions and omissions. What I should have done, what I have not done, isn't it? My omissions. All these things I should have done, I did not do. I could have done, I would have done, I should have done, I must have done, but I haven't. This is what, no. This is a guilt, isn't it? No, is caused by omissions. oh my God, this is what a blunder I committed. I should not have done this. Now, if I knew, I wouldn't have done this. This is what now, commissions. Omissions and also commissions on one's own part. So what I should not have done, I have done. What I should have done, I have not done. This sort of guilt, isn't it? I wish I did the right thing before. Now, I should have chosen a right son-in-law. I should have chosen a right daughter-in-law. I should have got, I should have approached, gone to a few more astrologers to correct it, all Indian professors, I tell you. I should not have invested money in that business. I should not have trusted this person. I should not have... All these things come when? All these... In every respect. I wish my grandchildren are like this. I wish my sons are like this. I wish my daughter lives like this. I wish... I studied in Harvard University. I wish I had... I haven't come here at all. I wish I'd gone elsewhere. I wish I'd achieved something else. Like this, these sort of, all the time. This is called what now? This is called guilt, isn't it? So, he says, this person. And what, how do you say? I do not know what all papams I committed in my past life. If you're born in India, exposed to, not Vedanta also, in Western countries, a little bit of exposure, you would have known about this word Parabdha. In India, if you're born, it is enough. People don't know any Vedanta, Shastra, anything. Everybody, my karma, they'll say. Simply, any villager will say this. I'm a Parabdham, they'll say. Not understanding hidden tale of what it is. It's simple knowledge, okay? That is this, that's the nature of the soil. No? I do not know what all papams, sins, wrong actions I have done in my past life. I don't know. Haven't I done any punyam at all? No? This sort of thinking, lamenting, isn't it? He says, Kimahagum sadhuna karavam. Kimahagum sadhuna karavam. Kim aham sadhu na akaravam. What all good things I have not done. But now, I should have done all these things which were right, but I have not done them. It is what now? It's a guilt of one's own omissions. Kimaham papamakaravamiti. Kimaham papamakaravamiti. Kim papam aham akaravam. My God, what all sins I have committed. What all wrong things I have done. What all wrong things I have done. And here I should not have done them. It's a guilt of one's own commissions. Iti, this sort of guilt does not haunt, this guilt does not scorch this person's mind anymore. He is free from guilt. Why? Guilt is possible only if I for him is satyam. I for him has become what now? Mithya. I mean, what is satyam now? Chaitanyam, Brahma, which is Atma, the self alone is satyam. Content of I is satyam. Substance or substantive I is satyam for him. Only satyam. The guilt is not there. Why? There's, I itself is mithya. And where is the question of identifying I with the mithya body mansions complex? You know, the notion I itself is mithya. I am. It is not unreal. Because we are there sitting here, talking. So how can you say unreal? But is it satyam? Mithya. Non. The very notion I am is mithya. You know that? Anything manifests is mithya. What is I? What is I am? I am, when you speak, it is an expressed thought. When it is not spoken, I am is unexpressed thought. A word is an expressed thought. A thought is an unexpressed word, but manifest knowledge. I am is manifest knowledge. And this manifest knowledge is what? Cognition or knowledge? Manifest knowledge has two aspects. One is vritti aspect and manifest consciousness. Vritti, vritti, the manifesting medium, and manifest consciousness in that manifesting medium. The two aspects constitute knowledge. Therefore, it's called manifest knowledge. Any knowledge involves two aspects. Any cognition involves two aspects. Like what? Illumination, when you say there is bulb plus, not fused bulb, okay? Clean new bulb with electricity. Electricity is invisible, bulb is visible. But bulb also becomes invisible when it does not burn. For the bulb to shine and thereby to illumine the whole room, there must be electricity. So illumination involves two aspects: invisible electricity plus the bulb. Electricity without the bulb also is incapable of illumination is not possible without the electricity. Illumination is not possible without the bulb also. Electricity is not dependent on the bulb for its existence, whereas bulb, even to have the status of being existent, it has to shine. To shine, it is dependent on electricity. So illumination implies always, oh, there is light in the room, bright in the room, brightness in the room, there is bulb burning. We never think of electricity, isn't it? So electricity is not visible through physical eyes, but you understand the manifest electricity being manifest when there is bulb. Bulb is a manifesting medium, isn't it? Similarly, vrittihi, aham vrittihi, the I thought in the mind, is the manifesting medium for what? Consciousness. So pure, the consciousness, when it is manifest, it is called manifest consciousness or manifest knowledge. When the vritti is not there, still consciousness is, it is called pure consciousness or pure knowledge. In deep sleep state, when the thoughts are resolved, the manifesting medium is not there, then there is pure consciousness without its manifestation. In waking and deep dream states, pure consciousness is with its manifestation. Okay, there is a time when the consciousness is pure consciousness without its manifestation. There is a time when the pure consciousness is with its manifestation. It's typically like when the mirror is, your face is with its reflection. When the mirror is not, your face is without its reflection. When the thoughts are, pure consciousness is with its manifestation. When the thoughts are not, pure consciousness is without its manifestation. Okay? In deep sleep state, you do not know you are. There's no knowledge. Knowledge is not there means what? Pure knowledge is there, manifest knowledge is not there. Why? Because there is no manifesting medium. Therefore, knowledge, I itself, when you say, it is manifest knowledge. I am is manifest knowledge. A manifest knowledge is mithya, pure knowledge is satyam. Manifesting medium also is mithya. Other than pure consciousness, Brahman, the Atma, the manifest knowledge is mithya. Manifest medium also is mithya. Understand now? Therefore, the whole prapancha, which is a manifesting medium for Brahman, is mithya. Manifestation is mithya. Brahman alone is satyam. Is it clear? Therefore, is it clear? And when this person's, what about this I sense? Mithya. I sense is mithya. But you have to say what? I am satyam, you can say. Mithya is satyam. Isn't it true? Satyam is not mithya. Wave is water. Definitely wave is water. But water is not the wave. Satyam is not mithya. But mithya is satyam. When the mithya is satyam, when you say mithya is resolved in satyam, there is what is, there is only satyam. For I am also what? No, mithya, and I am satyam brahma, I is resolved in Brahman, what is there is only Brahma. Are you all with me? That's why in Bhartiyar we have beautiful line. Nanenum poye nadatuvonan. Jnana shudarvanil selluvonan. Ana porulgal anithilum onrai. Arivai vilangum mudashodinan. Arivai vilangum mudashodinan. Arivai vilangum mudashodinan. Is nanenum poye nadatuvonan. Even this I thought is what? Mithya. I am is what? Mithya. Isn't it? Therefore, what is there to frighten? What is there to, where is the guilt? Where will the guilt go and sit? When you are not there, where is your guilt of commission and omission? If in jnanam, you are free from all the, no prarabdha also finished, exhausted, but still you are free from prarabdha also. While exhausting the prarabdha also, you are affected by prarabdha as jivan mukta. You are free from agami, you are free from sanchitam, you are free from kartrutam, you are free from bhoktrutam, you are free from doership. I sense itself is mithya. And where is the question of doership, penjarship, punyam, papam, sukham, everything? Is it? This is called what? Na tapati. He is not, he is free from everything. isn't it? Therefore, he says, Kimaham sadhuna akaravam, kimaham papam akaravam, akaravam iti. These two types of guilt in the form of commissions and omissions is what now? Becomes free from that. Saya evam vidvan. Yete. Atmanagusprunate. Atmanagusprunate. Yaha evam vidvan. The one who knows the Atma, Yaha evam vidvan, Atmanam vidvan, one who knows the self. What is the self for him? Chaitanyam Brahma, which is Jnanam, which is Anantam, which is Anandaha. Ekam Nityam Satyam Anantam Advayam Brahma Ahamasmi. Now, one who knows that self, thereby what now? Yete. And one who knows that such a person, one who knows that self, is free from these two types of guilt, of commissions and omissions. Yete means these two. Okay? Yete here means these two, not many. Yetad yete yetani. Yete, they dual, okay? Be careful. Because masculine plural is yete. And neuter dual is yete. Yetad yete yetani. Be careful. Huh? So, yete means what? These two. These two mean what now? These two types of guilt of commission and omission, you know, it does not, do not afflict him anymore. What does not afflict this person? What does not scorch this person? No? This guilt does not cause, guilt of two types does not scorch him anymore. Na tapati. Kim na tapati? Yete na tapati. Yete means what? This, no, guilt of two types does not scorch him. Of commissions and omissions. Guilt of commission, guilt of omission does not scorch him anymore. In the form of, I should not have done this, I have done this, I should have done, I should not have. This doesn't scorch him anymore. Why? Because very eye sense is resolved. Isn't it? Such a person, what now? Sprunate, Atmanam sprunate. Again, I have to bring the Atmanam again. Sprunate means he strengthens himself. Okay? He makes himself strong. Only when you resolve your essence in Paramatma Brahman, what is Aham Brahmasmi, when it becomes your understanding and vision, in that then you are, no, that is the strength. You do not become strong, you become the very strength. All adjectives go, you become the very source of everything noun. Isn't it? Sprunate here means strengthens himself. Because strongest minded. Because very self is the strength. Isn't it? What is the strength in ocean? Ocean or waves or water. The self is the strength. Therefore, knowing the self being the very strength is what now? Becoming the strongest. Sprunate. He opens it, repeats again. Ubhe hye vaisha. Ubhe hye vaisha. Yete. Ubhe means both. Again, both means what? is both, you know, forms of guilt. There are commissions and omissions. Eva. Yete. Yeshaha Atmanam Sprunate. So, understanding the Atma, being free from these both types of guilt, he, what now, really becomes stronger, he strengthens himself. He himself means which self? He can't strengthen the Atma, okay? He strengthens himself means his mind. Understand? Atmanam sprunate. Sprunate, Atmanam sprunate, Atmanam sprunate. He repeats twice here. Therefore, he strengthens himself by knowing his own self being the very strength. This Brahman. There's no strength other than Brahman, the Atma. There's no Atma is Brahman, Brahman is Atma. There's no strength, there's no reality, there's no Satyam, there's no other than Brahman. Everything else is Mithya. Mithya is as good as non-existent. We have already seen this. Abhayam Pratishtham Vindate. We have already seen this. Abhayam Pratishtham Vindate means what? He abides in Brahman, which is free from fear. Abiding means what? Abiding means resolving the duality. Ya evam veda, ya evam veda, ityupanishate, yaha evam veda, the one who knows this, definitely becomes the way for whom the self is the strength, thereby he has made himself stronger and strongest. Strongest person is the one for whom self is the strength, thereby for Atma is happiness and security, therefore nothing in the world, there's no problem, there's no fear, there's no guilt, there's no hurt, isn't it? Punyam, papam are possible. See, guilt is possible, guilt of commissions and omissions is possible only if you have punya papa. Punya papas are possible only if you have kartrutvam and bhaktrutvam. Kartrutvam and doership and enjoyership, the sense of, you know, being doer and the enjoyer. Kartrutvam and bhaktrutvam are possible only if there is aham, I sense. I sense in the body, mind, sense complex. And only if you think body and complex are real for you. Isn't it? Swamiji says, like leaning on the cardboard chair, a paper chair, or toy chair. Anyway. Therefore, with this, iti Upanishad. This is what is the vision of the Upanishad. And here ends the Brahmanandavalli. And again it started with the Shanti Mantra and also ends with another Shanti Mantra. Let us chant this. Why there is a Shanti Mantra again? Only before the study we knew about the Tapatraya. Adhyatmika Tapaha, Adibhautika Tapaha, Adi Daivika Tapaha, we have Tapatraya, all forms of obstacles come and disturb us from studying Shastram, coming to the classes, and our emotional problems, physical problems and friends and emotional entanglements and stop us and drag us here and there. So many difficulties. Then we had to do Shanti, we had to Shanti Pata in the beginning. Why should we Shanti Pata at the end also? Because Shanti Pataha in the beginning is to be free from problems when you are in the class. And Shanti Mantra at the end is not to have problems even after the class. What does it mean? What is a problem if you say anything which distracts your mind from the interest in Shastram is a problem. Anything which distracts your attention from, anything which shakes your interest in Shastram, study of the Shastram, or anything which really takes your mind from the subject matter of the Shastram, what you have heard in the class, is a problem, isn't it? If a mind is taken away from the subject matter of the Shastram, and how can there be Jnana Nishta? Jnana Praptyartham Arambe Shantihi. Jnana Nishta Nimittam Ante Shantihi. Jnana Praptihi, to know the subject matter of the Shastram, to be free from problems, to ward off the difficulties, we say Shanti in the beginning, but even after the class, the Jnanam we have God has to be contemplated upon. For contemplation alone result in Jnana Nishta, and for contemplation also is possible only if the mind is free from problems, isn't it? Therefore, Jnana Nishta Nimittam, that means what now? Not to forget the subject matter, what is taught in the class, even outside the classroom, you need another Shanti. Go out of the classroom, forget about it. Again, next Saturday only, we will search for Taittiriya Upanishad, the book, and bring it. Means, then where is the question of remembering? So, we should listen in the class the whole week. Whenever possible, whatever we have heard, we should be remembering again and again and again, and 1 week, full, 7 days, we have full time, 6 days, 22 hours for contemplation, and 2 hours for class, sleeping. Not for sleeping, okay? 2 hours for listening. Therefore, we are not able, 22 hours, sleeping, eating, drinking, going, socializing and washing, shopping, and then all these hours, 22 hours we goes away. At least after 22 hours, every day, at least 10-15 minutes I'm able to think about it quietly without thinking of anything else. Is possible, difficult. That is why following Shanti. So, okay, that's why Sahana Bhavatu. Avatu is for Jnana Prapti. Sahana Bhunaktu is for Jnana Nishta Prapti. Understand? Bhunaktu. Next line. Saha. Understand? Because ascertainment. Why? Because we'll forget. So, for not to forget, you need to be thinking all the time. And for being able to think again and again, you should be free from distractions. Anything which distracts you is one of the, tapas only. Adhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika. Very important to have even correct friends also. Otherwise, even if you are very soft-hearted, and they can really stir and drag you. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Sahanau Bhunaktu. சக வீரியங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.